The four Gospels given in the Bible, attributed to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, contain the main points of what is known about the Lord's earthly life. From the beginning, the Church considered the Gospels to be true and reliable. These documents record the Apostles' witness about the life and teaching of Jesus. Written during the second half of the first century, the Gospels, a word meaning good news, the good news that Christ and his apostles had announced, are not complete biographies written in strict chronological order of the life and work of the Lord. Each evangelist portrays Jesus from his own particular point of view, shedding light on the different facets of the life and teaching of the Son of God. The four authors all recount the central event of the Lord's death and resurrection, but only two of them, Matthew and Luke, go back to the Lord's miraculous conception and the virgin birth. The first gospel, written by Matthew, underlines the Lord's kingship. Writing essentially for the Jews, Matthew quotes widely from the Old Testament to prove that Jesus of Nazareth is the promised Messiah, both Son of David and Son of God, the divine King announced by the prophets, and that his first coming is the fulfillment of the Old Covenant. Matthew set himself to make known the Lord's teaching about the spiritual aspects of the kingdom of God, as opposed to the erroneous ideas of a mainly political power that the Jews were waiting for. The kingdom of heaven, to which Matthew constantly refers, is the universal spiritual reign of God, of which Christ is the King of Kings, and which is not of this world. Matthew, the one-time publican formerly called Levi, was one of the 12 and an eyewitness of the Lord's earthly ministry, while Mark, the author of the second gospel, was not an apostle, but he was a long-time associate of the apostle Peter, who was his spiritual father, and later of the apostle Paul. Mark's gospel was written mainly from what he learnt from Peter. Full of action and vigour, his gospel is the shortest of the four, and it was probably also the first to be written. Intended mainly for non-Jewish readers, probably Romans, Mark underlines the divine power and glory of the Saviour, revealed more by his mighty works than by his teaching. Mark's account follows more or less the chronological order of the Lord's life, from his baptism to his passion and resurrection. Mark, who was also called John Mark, brings out the aspect of the Lord's person as God's servant. He paints a vigorous portrait of the Saviour powerfully at work in the natural and supernatural worlds, demonstrating by his miracles that God's humble servant was also, and above all, the Son of God. The author of the third gospel, Luke, was the beloved physician and missionary companion of the apostle Paul. Like Mark, he was not one of the 12, but he declares in his preface that what he writes is based on the apostle's witness. He states that he had carefully investigated everything so as to write an orderly account of events as they were handed down from the beginning by those who were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. With the precise and methodical mind of a historian, Luke establishes a careful historical basis for the two books he wrote, his Gospel and the Acts of the Apostles. Luke was a Gentile, and he wrote for the Greeks, presenting Jesus as the Saviour sent to redeem men from every nation and every social condition. He emphasizes the Lord's manhood, his sinless humanity combined with divine grace and compassion, revealing the Son of God as the perfect man among men. The first three Gospels present the Lord's life in more or less the same way, which is why they are called the Synoptics, from the Greek synopsis, meaning general survey or comprehensive view, while the fourth Gospel is very different from the three others. John's Gospel, the last one to be written, was the work of the beloved disciple. This account completes the others by giving events and teaching that for the most part do not appear in the Synoptics. Another difference lies in the fact that Matthew, Mark, and Luke focus mainly on the Galilean ministry, while John centers on the Judean one, writing as an eyewitness and close companion of the Lord. He emphasizes Christ's deity and pre-existence, presenting the Savior as the Word, who in the beginning was with God and was God, and by whom all things were made. Each of the four evangelists present the Lord's person and work from their own particular angle, but they all have the same purpose, which is stated by John in his conclusion. These things are written, he said, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Next episode, the Book of Acts.